So in this next meditation session, I'd like to explore equanimity in relation to someone that you care about, but where you may have recognized some kind of unhelpful agenda or stickiness, the desire to control. And again, just to see, does anybody feel like they don't have anybody like that in their lives? What I'm calling a sticky person. Okay, so if you feel like you don't have anyone like that, then you can perhaps work with a situation that's sticky, perhaps some bigger picture situation that you might like to be different. Maybe some of the different forms of social injustice that we've been touching into, or climate issues or so on. The phrases won't be exactly a fit for that, but it's just an invitation really to explore equanimity in any way that makes sense for you. So if you're working with a sticky person, the phrases we'll use are fairly traditional. I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. So as you hear that, you might just notice if a particular person comes to mind. I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. So you might just get a sense of who you might like to work with. And again, this practice is optional. So if it feels like it's not the most beneficial thing for you to be doing right now, it's completely fine to go and do whatever practice does feel beneficial for you. Otherwise, we'll just begin by settling into a comfortable sitting position. I'll be offering the phrases as we move through, so you can put aside the pens and the paper and just begin to settle into a position of relative stability, balance, and ease. Letting the weight of the body gently settle into the support of the earth beneath you. Finding that stable base of the lower half of the body, so that from that stable base, the spine can become just a little taller and straighter. The head naturally balanced at the top of the spine. The shoulder blades draping down the back. And the hands gently resting in the lap or on the leg. Sitting like a mountain. Strong. Stable, alert, and at ease. And then letting the awareness stabilize on the rhythm of the breath for a few moments. Connecting with that natural rhythm of breathing in. However the breath is for you right now, deep or shallow, rough or smooth, doesn't matter. Simply knowing that you're breathing in and knowing that you're breathing out. Sitting and knowing that you're sitting, inviting the body, the heart, the mind to settle, to to orient to ease and stability. And as you connect to the stability of the mountain, beginning to bring to mind now the presence of this so-called sticky person. And depending on your relationship to them, you might invite them to sit with you, in front of you, or perhaps a little further away, perhaps even just outside the door where you can see them. You know they're there. Just taking a moment to connect with the image or the felt sense or a memory of this person, and to feel into where you would like them to be. And noticing any responses in the body and the heart mind as you bring to mind this person you care about, but have some challenges with. Beginning to connect with some of those challenges now, some of the painful interactions, the difficult, some of the ways you wish this person or this situation was different. And again, as you do this, you might notice some ripples of response. Not suppressing these, but making space, letting them be there. Seeing if they might soften as you come back to your connection with this sticky person. And acknowledging to yourself, I care about this person. I care about you. But I cannot live your life for your happiness or unhappiness depends not upon my wishes for you. I care about you. I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends not upon my wishes for you. So as you continue to sit in the presence of this sticky person, connecting with the meaning of the phrases, seeing if any sense of spaciousness or ease might begin to open up, or if there are some ripples of reactivity, you might just bring to mind the image of Lake Freestand, seeing if the heart and mind can settle and become still again, connecting to the vastness and the spaciousness of the water and the sky. Reorienting the heart and the mind to the ease of equanimity, making a bigger container, space, for whatever is happening in the body, the heart, the mind, and then reconnecting with the image of this sticky person. I care about you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends not upon my wishes for you. Continuing in your own way now, in silence for a few minutes, this potential of equanimity to meet the sticky person or the difficult situation, ease, openness, acceptance, whatever the difficulty may be. Remembering that equanimity of impartiality, evenness of heart and mind. Touching into the truth now that just as you have difficult at times, you have been a difficult person for others. Perhaps the sticky person you were just working with, or perhaps taking a moment just to touch into and acknowledge you may have been a sticky or difficult person for another. Seeing if you can meet the truth of this with equanimity. If it helps to find stability, you might put a hand on your heart or your back. And if necessary, letting the equanimity shade over into compassion, self-compassion, as you acknowledge your own and some of the ways you may have caused difficulty for others. Inviting self-compassion is acceptance of your own, the full range of who you are, just like all human beings. Can you open to, allow, accept the truth of the full spectrum of who you are? And as you feel into this quality of self-acceptance, seeing if it might expand out now to include everyone here in the room with you today. Perhaps people at times you may have felt irritated by. Seeing if this energy of acceptance and balance and ease to all your fellow meditators, find their faces and their presence, noticing any responses in your own body and heart and mind, ease and acceptance. May we and all beings be safe. And all beings know equanimity as the deepest peace. Thank you for your practice. This quality of equanimity is a very powerful resource.